Chapter 62. Exiles. The longboat slid smoothly through the port and out into the twilight blue of Kithrup's ocean.
"You're going the wrong way,"
Ignacio Met said, after the Iris had closed behind them. Instead of turning east, the boat spiraled upward.
"Just a small detour, Dr. Metz," Takata Jim soothed. "Sneak or Joe, tell Streaker I'm adjusting the trim."
The dolphin on the co-pilot's ramp began whistling to his counterpart on the ship. The sonar speak squawked back angrily. Streaker also had noticed the change in course. Metz's seat was above and behind Takata Jim's. The water level came up to his waist.
"What are you doing?" he asked.
"Just getting used to the controls."
"Well, watch out! We're heading straight for the detection buoys!"
Metz watched, amazed, as the craft sped toward the crew of dolphins dismantling the listening devices. The work fins scattered out of the way, cursing shrilly as the boat crashed into one of the tethered buoys. Metal smithereens clattered along its prow and fell into the blackness. Takata Jim seemed oblivious. He calmly turned the small ship around and piloted it at a sedate pace eastward toward their island destination. The sonar speak squawked. Dr. Metz blushed.
"Good Finn persons shouldn't use language like that."
"Tell them it was an accident," Takata Jim told his co-pilot. "The trim was out of line, but now we've got it under control. We're proceeding underwater to the island as ordered." The longboat drove down a narrow canyon, leaving the brightly lit subsea veil and Streaker behind it.
"Accident, my hairy Uncle Fred scrotum!"
The words were followed by a sniggering laugh from the back of the control room.
"You know, I kind of figured you wouldn't leave without destroying the incriminating evidence first, Takata Jim."
Dr. Metz struggled with his straps to turn around. He stared.
"Charles Dart, what are you doing here?"
Perched on a shelf in a storage locker, whose door was now open, a space-suited chimpanzee grinned back at him.
"Why, exercising a teeny bit of initiative, Dr. Metz. Now you be sure and note that in your records. I want to be given credit for it."
He broke into a shrieking giggle amplified by his suit speaker. Takata Jim twisted about on his ramp to regard the chimp for a moment. He snorted and turned back to his piloting. Charlie visibly screwed up his nerve to slide out of the cabinet into the water, even though none of it could touch him through the spacesuit. He floundered in the liquid up to his helmet ring.
"But how?"
Matt started to ask. Charlie hefted a large, heavy, waterproof sack from the locker to a man seat next to Metz.
"I use deductive reasoning," he said as he climbed up. "I figured Jillian's boys would only be watching out for the misbehavin' by a few grumbling stenos, so, thought I, why not get to the longboat by a route they wouldn't even think of watching?"
Metz's eyes widened.
"The sleeve. You crawled into one of the sealed maintenance ways that the builders used on Earth, and made your way to the boat's access panels down by the thrust motors."
"Righto!"
Charlie beamed as he buckled his seatbelt.
"You probably had to remove some plates in the sleeve wall using a jack pry. No dolphin could manage such a thing in an enclosed space, so they didn't think of it."
"No, they didn't."
Metz looked Charlie up and down.
"You passed pretty close to the thrusters. Did you get cooked?"
My suit rad meter says raw to medium rare,"
Charlie mocked, blowing on his fingertips. Metz grinned.
"I shall indeed take note of this rare display of ingenuity, Dr. Dart. And welcome aboard. I'll be too busy anyway inspecting the Kikwi to take proper care of that robot of yours. Now you can do it right."
Dart nodded eagerly.
"That's why I'm here."
"Excellent. Perhaps we can have a few games of chess as well?"
"I'd like that."
They sat back and watched as the ocean ridges passed by. Every few minutes one would look at the other and would burst out laughing. The Stenos were silent.
"What's in the sack?"
Metz pointed to the large satchel on Dart's lap. Charlie shrugged.
"Personal effects, instruments, only the barest, most minuscule, most Spartan necessities."
Metz nodded and settled back again. It would, indeed, be nice to have the chimpanzee along on the trip. Dolphins were fine people, of course, but mankind's older client race had always struck him as better conversationalists, and dolphins didn't play chess worth a damn. It was an hour later that Metz recalled Charlie's first words on announcing his presence aboard. Just what did the chimp mean when he accused Takata Jim of destroying evidence? That was a very strange thing to say. He put the question to Dart.
"Ask the lieutenant," Charlie suggested. "He seemed to know what I meant. We're not exactly on speaking terms," he grumbled.
Metz nodded earnestly.
"I will ask him. As soon as we get settled on the island, I will certainly do that."